Oh, why did we not remember Bjorn's advice and Gandalf's? He lamented. What a mess we're in now. We, I only wish it was we. It's horrible being all alone. In the end, he made as good a guess as he could at the direction from which the cries for help had come in the night, and by luck, he was born with a good share of it. He guessed more or less right, as you'll see. Having made up his mind, he crept along as cleverly as he could. Hobbits are clever at quietness, especially in the woods, as I've already told you. Also, Bilbo had slipped on his ring before he started. That is why the spiders neither saw nor heard him coming. He had picked his way stealthily for some distance, when he noticed a place of dense black shadows ahead of him, black even for that forest, like a patch of midnight that had never been cleared away. As he drew nearer, he saw that it was made by spider webs, one behind and over and tangled with another. Suddenly he saw, too, that there were spiders huge and horrible sitting in the branches above him, and ring or no ring he trembled with fear lest they should discover him. Standing behind a tree, he watched a group of them for some time, and then in the silence and stillness of the wood he realized that these loathsome creatures were speaking one to another. Their voices were a sort of thin creaking and hissing, but he could make out many of the words that they said. They were talking about the dwarves.
"It was a sharp struggle, but worth it," said one. "What nasty thick skins they have, to be sure, but I'll wager there's good juice inside. Why, they'll make fine eating when they've hung a bit," said another. "Don't hang 'em too long," said a third. "They're not as fat as they might be. Been feeding none too well of late, I should guess." "Kill 'em, I say," hissed a fourth. "Kill 'em now and hang 'em dead for a while." "They're dead now, I'll warrant," said the first. "That they are not. I saw one a-struggling just now, just coming round again, I should say, after a beautiful sleep. I'll show you."
With that, one of the fat spiders ran along a rope till it came to a dozen bundles hanging in a row from a high branch.